Seems like we're good.
No snacks this evening.
What's
Yeah, no
that?
snacks.
Yeah.
No snacks. Oh,
Other than apple pie.
was that?
Can you turn
Maybe.
the audience mic?
Don't know how.
So let me check if
Oh,
it's
here,
green.
audience view.
Yeah. So, okay, see it's green now up there?
No, I don't.
You're good. You're good. Up on the ceiling.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Got it.
Scott, say something.
Christy, there's no snacks. Other than that, we're fine.
We're gonna have to get on Michael and Blake about that. What the heck? Well, we'll have to make it up to you guys next time.
A full 10-course dinner
of caviar.
We'll see what we can do.
Certainly double the budget for one meeting.
I'm thinking we're all here.
I guess we're ready to go. Okay, we'll call the March 11th, 2024 meeting of the Routt County Board of Adjustments to order. First order of business would be a roll call if all the members would state their names.
Jerry Albers,
Lyle Krug,
Don Prowant,
Ryan Fitzgerald.
Okay, thank you. I don't see anyone from the public for public comment tonight, so we can proceed past that. We have the Sunshine Resolution. Has everybody had a chance to review that?
Yes.
Okay, because we'll be voting on that tonight. And since everybody's had an opportunity to read it, I'll call for a vote to approve it. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, let the record show that the chairman also agrees, and it's adopted at this point. And I'll fill out that paperwork for tonight. Okay, next thing up is approval of minutes. Everybody had an opportunity to take a look at the minutes, and I'll tender a
move as written.
Yes. Okay, we have can I have a second?
Second.
Okay, let it be known that the minutes from the September 11th, 2023 meeting approved as written. Okay, we are then ready to begin looking at the items for consideration. The first is the Phippsburg Wastewater Treatment Plant request.
So I will share my screen. Scott, I've got this picture, this picture, this picture, this, and that. So whatever you want me to put it on, like, site plans might be the easiest.
I would say, yeah, the site.
Or do you want me to start with the building?
I guess it's up to you. I thought you were gonna.
No, you just say like a few minutes of whatever, and then I will say the staff like analysis of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Usually the way it goes is the applicant just kind of does an overview of why you're here.
Okay. I am the Routt County Director of Environmental Health. I also, like my predecessor, Mike Zoff, before me, managed both the community of Pittsburgh wastewater treatment and drinking water treatment distribution systems. That's in Pittsburgh, and then also in Milner, the wastewater treatment system. So it's actually a collection and treatment system. Both of these systems are were installed around 1980. I think Phippsburg was a little bit before that. Milner maybe just a hair after that. So we've run up against the end of their useful life. Both of these wastewater treatment systems use lagoons to treat sewage. Both discharge directly to the Yampa River. We are looking at replacing those lagoons with MBR systems, membrane bioreactor systems. This is modern technology. We're going to do a better job treating water, be able to better meet effluent limitations as a part of our discharge permit. It's also a much smaller footprint than lagoons. So in Milner, we were able to move from the area where the lagoons are currently, which are in the floodplain, across the tracks towards the community of Milner at the location of the current lift station. So we're taking the lift station out of the system and able to fit this wastewater treatment plant in that easement where the lift station exists today. So that was one advantage. I guess, you know, lagoons are maybe a little antiquated for this type of environment. In cold weather, they don't work as well. So we exceed some limitations for ammonia. Both of these lagoon systems, it's time for them to be pumped of sludge, which is very expensive. So the timing is good. We're at that point where we can dispose of the sludge, reclaim those areas prior to constructing these two MBR systems. I would say they're about the size. They're a little bit larger than a shipping container, somewhere between like a single wide trailer and a shipping container. I'm trying to think of what else. Yeah, I'm happy to answer any questions. Michael, you're going to go through the staff report.
Yep.
We are very far down the road as far as securing funding for both systems. The timing is really good. There's a lot of funding opportunities out there. So that is all turning out really well. We have a new discharge permit. We've received site application or site location approval from CDPHE. We're probably a few days away from getting approval on the final engineering design. We've issued a notice award to a contractor, getting ready to give them a notice to proceed and sign the final contract, and on track to break ground, just as soon as things dry out a little bit. We expect to have both of these systems up and running by the end of the field season. The reclamation might take a little longer and might go into next year, but these systems should be up and running by October of this year, if everything goes as planned.
All right. I will then do the overview from staff's perspective. So you guys haven't heard all of this, so I'll try to summarize it. Planning Commission and the board already did. But basically, if you guys aren't familiar, both Milner and Phippsburg were developed in the early 1900s without any wastewater infrastructure. Which is kind of messy when you get a high density of people. Initially, so both systems were, as Scott noted, established in the 70s and early 80s. Phippsburg actually had a sanitation district for a while, but it fell apart and the county took over. Milner never had one. And Milner actually is a little bit different in the sense that they don't have a water system, they only have a sewer system. But at least, you know, the wells are not being contaminated by septic anymore because the septic is gone. And so the Board of County Commissioners permitted new special use permits for both of these systems. And the current situation is that Phippsburg is serving about 220 residents and Milner is serving about 250 residents. They are both basic lagoon style treatment systems that have reached the end of their useful life. Lagoons don't really work well in this climate, and these systems nonetheless are not meeting current water quality standards. So the county is kind of needing to upgrade these fairly soon. The proposed buildings are, as Scott noted, it's a single building that takes care of the whole operation. It's called a mechanical membrane bioreactor. It's got a small footprint. It works better in this climate. It can treat water to a higher standard. Both systems are rated to the same capacity as the existing systems and will continue to discharge to the Yampa River once they get there. But the problem, of course, is that both sites are too small. The Phippsburg site is a deeded parcel that the county owns. It's 2.54 acres currently, and I'll show you the site plan in a moment, but the current site is encumbered by the existing lagoons, which have to keep operating until the transfer to the new system. So the county is extremely limited in where they can place this because the majority of the site is encumbered, and the agriculture forestry setbacks are 50 feet all the way around, even though the parcel is only 2.54 acres. And it also has an existing screening shed, which is just a little wooden shed with a door that has any solid materials that get caught in it that get cleared out. That shed is actually subject to setbacks as well. And so the county is including that in the request. And so this is the overview that you have in your staff report of the setback requests that are being asked for. The Milner situation is a bit more unusual in its own right, because the parcel that it's being sited on is over 1,000 acres, but the location that it can go on that parcel is fairly constrained. The county had to get an easement from the property owner in the first place, so they are permissively giving us this ability. And then the location of the existing sewer pipes and the system where it all drains to onto Main Street, putting the building right next to Main Street is where it kind of has to go. So this is the Phippsburg site plan. I apologize that these are not oriented the same way, but it's easiest to look at them this way. So on this left diagram, this is the actual site itself, and north is basically to the right. The existing lagoons are here. This is an existing treatment building that they kind of go into before they exit. And then the new system would be right here. So it's very close to the setbacks, but it's also very small for the size of the parcel. And then this is the screen shed right here, this little kind of gray blob if you can't see super well. The entire system is on the right. This is the administrative boundary. So the town of Phippsburg is right here. The sewage kind of goes to the north. It goes under the railroad tracks and then the sewage basically goes along the tracks, eventually crosses under, and then ends up at the treatment facility there. So this property does not have any adjacent homes near it except for this one, which is on the other side of the railroad tracks. You guys have probably seen the railroad crossing where it's that wooden bridge that goes under County Road 12. That is where this is located.
Isn't there a home to the east of that, Michael?
Not very close to it.
300, 400 yards.
I could probably pull up GIS if you want an exact measurement.
I'm pretty sure there's a ranch right on the river right there. It's not that close.
No. Yeah, not close enough that it ends up in this image.
So the railroad goes over the bridge.
Right.
Not Highway 131.
Right, yeah. County Road 12 goes under, it tees off from 131 and then goes there.
Okay.
The Milner plant, also this is not oriented the same way. North is to the right on this image. So this is Main Street heading south, crossing the railroad tracks to the existing lagoons. The staff report also noted that this is surrounded by floodplain. The lagoons themselves are not in the floodplain. They are raised up high enough, but access to the site can get cut off with high waters. So this road becomes effectively impassable to get there. And then this is where the new treatment building is proposed to go. And so this is the part of the very large site that it would go. And you can also see it on this diagram to the right. This parcel is very large, but then the area where the existing sewer pipes run to the existing lagoons go right under Main Street. So to get the a lift station will be eliminated, and then the new treatment building is proposed to be in this corner right here. And it is fairly close to these residences, but it's at a lower elevation, and the size of it's actually fairly close to the size of a house. So it's not a very large building. It doesn't create a lot of noise or anything like that. Here's some site photos. And so you can see this is the existing Phippsburg location. So County Road 12 coming under the tracks here. And you can see that there is a ranch way over here, but it's fairly far away. Is it off to the right here?
Off to the right, the bottom right of the picture there.
Okay.
And on the other side of the river.
Yeah, on the other side of the railroad tracks. There's quite a lot.
But. Yeah, so they will have, instead of having these open lagoon pits, they would have a small building right here instead. The Milner location, oh, here's more Phippsburg. This is kind of where the discharge currently goes all the way to the Yampa River. This is the current building that's there. And there's a fence that needs some repair that currently encloses the building. I think I also noted in the staff report that cows sometimes break in and end up in the lagoons. And that is also not very ideal. So having a building that they can't get into would be much better than open pit lagoons. Here's the Phippsburg location. I drew a rectangle because it's a little bit hard to tell exactly how it would be sited, but it would be about right here. This is Main Street, kind of going this way and then wrapping around this way. There's Scott. And then I took this picture to view the sites from the north. So these are the houses that would be most directly impacted by this particular location. They are separated by a significant grade change, as well as this agriculture ditch kind of shields them a little bit. So it's close, but it's not super close. And then here's more of Milner. This is when we accessed the existing site during a flood. We drove a partially electric car through it. Still here today. But this is their current lagoon site. And so this one, as well as the Phippsburg one, would be reclaimed. And the reclamation plans, there I included a grading picture that shows the contour lines that basically they become flat as opposed to having those existing lagoons. And then here's another picture of Milner. So looking south on Main Street, it would be here, partially hidden by this hill. And then this is what it would look like from the other side of the tracks. So we have recommended conditions for both projects, and these are the decision options. So do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. Did the county ever think about, eminent domain for enough to where they didn't need this setback issue?
Scott, what do you, haven't you talked about that at all?
The subject of eminent domain has never come up. We own the parcel in Phippsburg, and we have a perpetual easement with Camaletti and Milner. I guess there's never really been a need, and I don't think that setback distance has ever really been, ever was considered with the lagoon systems. So the answer is no, that that's never come up in conversation.
You had a statement, Michael, in your one of your conditions are applicable zoning regulations, A2, where you said the current environmental health department is not responsible for those decisions made in the 1970s. That really didn't sit very well with me. I thought that that was not a great statement for us to be, for you to be making or for us to be endorsing or anything like that. I got to believe that if the county or the state made decisions 10 years ago or 100 years ago, we may not have to honor them, but I wouldn't cast aspersions on, that they were bad decisions or whatever. Obviously the sewage technology has changed dramatically, and there's a lot of benefits to modifying this, but I don't know that the decision at the time was a bad one.
Yeah, I think
that they took.
That's a good point. And my phrasing on that might be, it was a little bit hard to come up with the right phrasing for it, but effectively these types of products didn't exist in the 1970s. So when they were choosing to site these lagoon systems, they had no idea what type of future type of treatment system would need to be sited on the same parcel. Had they done that, they might have chosen to have a different parcel size, so to speak.
Yeah,
but
I think you could just get by with the statement that, that the environmental requirements in society are different today than they were in the 70s. And, there's, obvious benefits for this. But
it's
anyway,
more,
like I said, that when I read that, I'm thinking,
Yeah, no, it's more to address the, there's an approval criteria that finds that the applicant is not responsible for the situation created. And that's more what I was getting at, is that technically, depending on how you look at it, the government is the government, and the government chose to buy that parcel site, and the government is now asking for a request from that site.
Right.
But we're talking about two completely separate eras of people making decisions. And so the Environmental Health Department today is effectively dealing with the undersized parcel that was caused
dealing with an undersized parcel, and they have, you know, they're coming up with better technology and da 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 da. Mm-hmm. But anyway, like I said,
yeah, no, that's
when I read that, I thought, oh, that didn't really sit all that well with me. That,
yeah, no, that's a good point. It was phrasing to kind of accommodate the different eras.
You didn't, neither Scott or you, Michael, talked about all the neighbors. So every neighbor around there is okay with what we're proposing here, or we haven't got any negative feedback?
We've received no comments at all for the variance. They received public notice as they usually do. We did get a few questions back when these were being requested for special use permits. The special use permit was approved by the board, but it's contingent on you guys approving the setback variances, because the Board of County Commissioners does not approve setback variances. So we got one comment from the landowner that surrounds most of the Phippsburg plant, and they were asking about the fence being repaired because their cows would get into it. And I said, that seems reasonable. And also the lagoons will go away. And I don't believe we received anything on the Milner one, but
I'm very familiar. I live right next to the Phippsburg one, so I drive by there on a regular basis.
Mm.
But the Milner one, that house right next to it, there's the owner's okay with what you guys are proposing? Or
yeah, Scott has been in talks with them, and I'll let him explain more on that.
Yeah, the person who lives there works for YBEA, and I've spoken to him a couple different times. In fact, he might be involved in helping us with the transformers. And so he's well aware, and we did agree to put in some vegetation, some trees or shrub or something to kind of give a little bit of shielding. But yeah, he's definitely aware of the activity, and coincidentally might be involved in helping.
Is that condition to put in some screening in the report here or not?
Not on the variance.
I can't remember if it was included on the SUP or not.
I honestly can't remember either. I can certainly add a condition if you guys feel it would be appropriate.
Okay. That was it for me.
Did he receive written notice of the,
yep,
the hearing?
Yep. We have not had any comments for the variance for either of them.
We also had two public meetings prior to the SUP, just as a requirement of some of the funding. So there's been several opportunities for the community to weigh in, and we haven't really received any adverse comments.
Are we correct in that residence is probably the closest to any of the activity on either one of the projects?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the Phippsburg one is pretty rural, and
yeah,
no one would even see it on 131 because the railroad tracks are so tall there. This one is... anyone looking down Main Street, as you can see with this red arrow here, they basically wouldn't see anything. It's basically just these two property owners that would be overlooking it. And thankfully, they have a significant grade change.
And they both see the lift station that's there today. It's a little bit dilapidated, but...
So yeah, any other questions for us?
I have no other questions.
Okay. Can we, do we have to approve these individually?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So is there any more,
Brian, have anything?
Any more conversation for amongst us? One thing we do have to note is that since we don't have a quorum tonight, this can only pass if you get four positive votes from the board. If not, it wouldn't pass.
We do have a quorum enough to transact
business. We can transact business, but not, we don't have the fifth member, which would allow a split approval.
You have to get four votes no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay. No matter how many people.
Two to two is what you're saying.
Yeah, what he's saying is you could table this and come back another time when we have five people and you could still win 4-1, but today you have to have 4-0.
Yeah. Is there a fifth member on it?
Not right now. Yeah. But yeah. They sometimes pull when there's a problem getting a quorum, they'll pull somebody from planning commission, yeah. Sometimes even a county commissioner to sit on the board of adjustment if we need to do that for a quorum.
We haven't done that.
We typically will do that if we think that there's a concern or if we are recommending denial. There was no indication that this was an issue from a staff standpoint, so we did not bring a planning commission member on for tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've had our discussion. We've heard the facts. And so let's first do Phippsburg. Can I have
a motion? I'll move to approve the variance subject to the... I have to go back on there. Subject to the findings of fact and the conditions in the staff plan.
Did you want to modify one of those, Jerry?
Not on the Phippsburg. Yeah. Yeah, the Phippsburg, we're probably okay on that one, I would think. The Milner one's the one
we're doing Phippsburg first.
Yeah, Phippsburg's first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so a motion's been tendered.
Second.
Okay, and seconded, so that variance is granted.
No, you need it.
Oh, that's right, I'm sorry.
Always forget that part.
I'm just happy. Okay. All right, everyone on the board in favor of this variance being granted, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Chair says aye. Okay, let's go forward then to Milner. And we want to talk about this, adding that vegetation clause to the conditions. Is that proper for us to do?
Is that,
Okay. How can you help us with what your vision of that is, so we can kind of have a meaningful.
You know, I just discussed informally with the landowner that we'd be willing to put up some visual screening in the forms of some trees and possibly some shrubs. I don't know exactly what that would be. I could think about what's going to be successful in terms of growth. We have to take into consideration the ditch that's there. We don't want to disturb or jeopardize the ditch from roots, or so it'll have to be planned out so that we can achieve that objective without causing other unintended issues with the ditch and so forth. Okay. So I'm envisioning probably some evergreen trees and possibly some shrubs. Probably want to stay away from, deciduous trees wouldn't really provide as good a screening, and they have root suckers and things. So that's what I'm envisioning, is a couple of pine trees or spruce trees or something similar.
We can either grab something, maybe Lady Bird John's probably trees, bushes, shrubs, or we can leave it to the discretion of.
I would say that when we run into this in the past, and this is just for your consideration, we generally will leave it as you're suggesting, up to the planning director. So basically, I would work with the applicant on an appropriate screening plan. And sometimes that has to be altered. We try to shy away from being very specific sometimes if there is an issue, just say on inventory, or if there is an issue with the type of tree and maybe it's not the best fit. We try to do a native species and something reasonable, and we'll also work with the adjacent landowner to their satisfaction. But the other item I would just mention is that since this is an existing site, we have not, at least in the planning department, and Scott, you can verify, we have not received complaints over the years from this facility. And I just think that this now is an opportunity to provide some screening, not that it's an issue, but it's probably more of a preference, where we're always happy to work with an applicant on some visual mitigation measures.
It's already a recommended condition. Are you typing?
Manipulating.
Yeah. The one thing you said, Christy, I guess I think it's very good if we left it in your discretion. Obviously, the landowner could come up with a lot of requests that may not be reasonable. So I think I'd prefer that whatever the comment is, that it's left to the planning director could talk with the applicant and the landowner, and then make the decision for the what's reasonable.
Right.
I would suggest you put a period after the word director.
Planning director.
And I'm hearing the conversation, and I take all of your comments and doing that, but we negotiate a lot with applicants and developers and come up with a reasonable mitigation plan. If there's ever an issue, just say if there couldn't be, and this almost never happens, but just to let you know the process, we would bring it back before you if something couldn't be agreed upon, and try to come up with another option or solution. So that's how that would look.
That's good. Okay.
Okay.
So in the matter of the Milner wastewater treatment, do we have a motion?
Move we grant the variance, adopting the recommended findings by the staff, and adopting the recommended conditions that are suggested by the staff, especially number 5.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, may we have a vote?
Please.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Variance carries, and we got her done.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm just saving it.
Okay, the only thing left for us is administrator's report. We have anything?
We have a short one. I'll just defer to Michael. If I don't believe we have anything, we don't have anything scheduled for April, but he would be the one. Have you had any conversations with anybody, Michael? Is there anything on your radar that potentially could be scheduled?
No, my only memory is dissuading people from getting more variances.
So we don't have anything on the books, but we'll continue to keep you all apprised of where we're at with applications. And then I just want to bring you up to speed of where we're at with the code amendment project for the unified, the UDC, the Unified Development Code, combining the zoning and the subdivision regulations. We have been diligently working with our consultants until our eyes are bleeding on code and updating our regs. We just received the full draft of that document, which we have been working on and sending specific pieces to our technical advisory committee, for comments and some of the technical parts. Like example would be Scott. I'm sure he took great pleasure in reviewing many of sections I sent his way, having to do with water and floodplain development and septic systems and all that fun stuff. Then we are looking to get that back to our consultants to turn it around, because we have two joint meetings scheduled in April. They're advertised as public meetings to get feedback from the community. You probably have seen in the paper and through social media, and if you are subscribed to the community newsletters and the Navigate Your Route site, that we've been engaging the public on some important topics. One in particular that has gotten a lot of interest is the potential to cap house sizes out in the county. And there is a survey going around, and if you have not seen it, I'll send it directly to you, but it's through all those metrics I just described, outreach metrics that we've been trying to engage the public on. A lot of people are asking, where is this coming from? Let's see, you know, I can confirm it's not coming from me. I didn't come up with this. So it's not something that staff is proposing. But what happened was, through our master plan process, we heard a lot about community character. And and so in the master plan, there are policies and action items for us to explore ways to preserve our community character, as well as support the climate action plan, which was recently adopted. And so this was an idea that has come forth through the public, not me, but also our technical advisors, and things that we should test the waters to see if this is something that we would want to move forward as a regulation. And other communities have done this, so it is tested and has been working well in other communities. So it is something that is getting a lot of attention. And as of right now, we have about 561 folks who have taken the survey, which is actually quite good in survey speak, you know, and especially when we're not talking about the Brown Ranch, which has been all of the focus. So I will send that survey to you, because I would love your input on it if you haven't taken it already. There's other questions on there as well, unrelated to house size, but I would say that's the big one we're hearing. And then what we intend to do with you all, the zoning regulations are outlined in our existing regulations, and we are proposing some changes to that. And we want to get your eyes on it and get some of your comments. You may look at it and be like, sure, that looks good. A lot of it follows state statute. But we're also looking at some changes to, in particular, like historic preservation, and if there should be some variances allowed to support historic preservation rather than somebody tearing down a building, maybe there would be some incentive and allowances to keep your historic structure, but still build another structure on the property. We're right now putting that document together and making our edits, and I'm going to send it all to you all to make some comments, just to get your input and just, you know, let you know and keep you informed of, you know, what is going on. I think that hit everything my list. Michael, I didn't know if you have anything else that you would like to add.
Nope.
All right. So the joint meetings are public meetings. I would send invites to you all if you're interested, or if you even want to just listen into the conversation. We're going to be discussing all sorts of things, including the variance information. I don't know what day or the order of what we'll be discussing, but we're going to be dividing up the entire code into two sessions. So we would be looking at we're looking at the 18th and the 25th, so back-to-back Thursdays. You're not required to attend, but like I said, I can at least, you know, send you the agenda. And if you're interested, please join. We'd love to hear from you. But specifically, I'll send you the Board of Adjustment variant section for you, like I said, just to keep be informed. And if you have any comments, you know, please send them back to me. So I'll just be in coordination with you all. And then we're on schedule for adoption of the new UDC for mid-May to the end of May, if all goes well. Fingers crossed. So that's where we're at. Does anybody have any questions? Pretty straightforward. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thank you.
You too, Chris.
Yeah, I guess I can take a motion for adjournment.
So what move we adjourn?
Second.
I know we're adjourned, but one last thing I just wanted to share with you all. So we do have reappointments coming up, or appointments, I should say. Don is the only one up for reappointment. So we are on the board right now for Board of Adjustment. We have several others on Planning Commission, and then we have two new applicants who are looking to be on Planning Commission. So we still don't have a full board, as you know, on Board of Adjustment, and we will continue to bring over Planning Commission when necessary. I am still trying to recruit people to apply. It's just so hard to get people to volunteer these days. But I will let you know where we stand on the full board. And hopefully we'll get more applicants, and I'll just let you know when and the potential for that, when that will be.
Great.
Thank you.
All righty.